My name is Hitchbot.
He's the same height as a 6-year-old child, but has the IQ of a genius. Because he's a robot.
You will have to pick me up.
He can speak multiple languages, knows about politics and science, arts and geography. But he can't move. That didn't stop him from travelling around the world. Last year, he hitchhiked across Canada and soon after set his eyes on exploring Europe, where he travelled through Germany.
Viele tolle neue Dinge sehe und erlebe. Ich freue mich schon sehr. Am 13. Februar geht es los bei Galileo.
It was a social experiment, really, to see if robots can trust humans. Next up was the United States.
I am Hitchbot, a hitchhiking robot from Port Credit, Ontario, Canada. This summer I am traveling across the United States of America, from Boston to San Francisco, with a bucket list of places I want to visit along the way.
He wanted to see the lights at Times Square, hear jazz music in New Orleans, and be sleepless in Seattle. With over 150,000 followers on various social media, everybody was watching his every move. But it didn't go all so well for the little fella. His human interaction ended quite inhumanely when he was beaten up by vandals in Philadelphia. This upset all his followers, and his human friend Dr. Frank Zeller was touched by all the lovely messages.
It's unbelievable how many messages have been sent on Twitter alone.
Not one to get emotional about these things, his final tweet to all his followers was,
"My trip must come to an end for now, but my love for humans will never fade. Thanks, friends."